Welcome to episode 81. I'm Stuart McCullough, I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, and in particular with community health, work continues on drafting for a replacement agreement for allied health professionals. We're hoping to meet with VAHPA shortly to discuss a couple of outstanding items that have been raised with us by members. With regards to the social and community services agreement, a draft undertaking and draft submissions are due by Friday, the 14th of September. Once that work is completed, we'll provide a salary circular for that agreement. With regards to our health service members, for health professionals, there is an SDPPWG meeting scheduled for Wednesday, the 12th of September, and the primary focus of that meeting will be on the draft health promotion structure. For health and allied, an SDPPWG meeting is scheduled also for the 12th of September. For doctors, there is an upcoming SDPPWG on the 20th of September. One of the key focuses for that meeting will be with respect to the proposed savings of previous agreements. We'll be working with members individually with regards to proposed schedules relevant to them. For nurses, the next SDPPWG is scheduled for 20 September, and there is also an additional session of the NUM working group scheduled for Monday, 17 September. And finally, for dentists, on the 14th of September, a general dentists bargaining group meeting is scheduled. Just a reminder that we're currently conducting our regular forums that we conduct for rural and regional members in September and March of each year. This week we will be in Lawn, and on the 21st of September we will be in Bairnsdale. The summary of these meetings, which we'll be focusing on review, will be posted on the app, as will summaries of all of our activities. And that's it for this week's Industrial Roundup.
Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in-depth with a particular topic. Joining me today is workplace relations consultant Yunbin Lin. Welcome, Yunbin.
Thank you for having me, Daniel.
Thank you, Yunbin. Would you do the honours in showing us what the clue is for today's podcast? Now, it's a iPhone 7. Now, would you mind pressing the play button?
It's MC Hammer.
Correct.
Yeah, you can't touch this.
Correct. So based on our friend MC Hammer, you can't touch this. What would you say is the topic for today's podcast?
Occupational therapists.
No, Yunbin, it's not occupational therapy. The topic today is the major changes to the Health and Allied Agreement. MC being major changes and Health and Allied Management and Admin Agreement being Hammer. So the clue and the topic for today ties back to MC Hammer.
That's a stretch, but I'll take it. All right.
So specifically today we're talking about the transition to the new healthcare worker structure and the dental nurses to dental assistants transition. Mm.
So for our members that are watching or listening with a copy of the agreement in front of them, what clauses will we be speaking to today?
So clause 99 on page 117, which deals with the transition to the new healthcare worker structure. Schedule 2D, section 2, which is the healthcare worker structure from pages 174 to 175. Clause 98, which is page 116, which deals with the transition of dental nurses to the dental assistant structure. And schedule 2D, section 2, dental assistant classification structure, pages 187 to 190.
Okay. So then beginning with the transition to the new healthcare worker structure, could you summarise the changes prescribed in Clause 99?
So from first full pay period on or after the 1st of October 2018, nursing attendants and personal care workers will translate to a new healthcare worker structure. Existing staff classified as nursing attendants will be reclassified to the classification of personal care worker grade 1 immediately prior to that translation, and then the personal care worker classification will be retitled healthcare worker.
Okay. So then, for those who are listening rather than watching, can you also summarise the table on the screen?
Sure. So as you could see on the table, the classification of nursing attendant translates to healthcare worker grade 1, as does personal care worker grade 1. Personal care worker grade 2 translates to healthcare worker grade 2, and personal care worker grade 3 translates to healthcare worker grade 3.
So I understand we'll also have new pay codes in our salary circular for the healthcare worker classifications.
That's correct.
So from the first full pay period from 1 October 2018, all nursing attendants and personal care workers will have a new title, and their role and duties will be captured under the new healthcare worker structure. Is that correct?
That's correct. So the healthcare worker structure is found at Schedule 2D, Section 2, pages 174 to 175.
All right. Well, moving on now to the transition of the dental nurses to the dental assistants. Can you summarize the changes that are prescribed in that clause 98, I believe?
Sure. So from the first full pay period on or after the 1st of October 2018, employees engaged as dental nurses will translate to the dental assistant structure.
The agreement provides a translation table. We've placed that on the screen, but again, for the benefit of those listening, can you please summarize the table?
Sure. So members could note that the dental nurse level 1 trainee classification will translate to a new classification of dental assistant trainee, and a new level or pay point is equivalent to the amount for a dental nurse level 1 trainee immediately prior to the translation plus the adjustment for 1 October 2018 increase. Now that level and pay point will be provided in the salary circular. Dental nurse level 2 will translate to the dental assistant grade 1 to the pay point 1.1. Dental nurse level 3 through to 6 translate to the dental assistant grade 2 classification with varying pay points. The dental assistant, dental nurse level 3 will translate to the pay point 2.1. Level 4 will translate to the pay point 2.2. Level 5 will translate to the pay point 2.3. And level 6 will translate to the pay point 2.4.
Okay, so where can members find a copy of this table in the agreement?
So the table is within clause 98 on page 116, and that clause is titled Transition of Dental Nurses to Dental Assistant Structure.
Mm. Is there anything else in that clause?
So the clause does provide that an employee will not suffer a reduction in their ordinary pay as a result of transitioning from a classification under the dental nurses provision into the dental assistant classification structure under this agreement.
Well, I understand that a badge allowance was provided to dental nurses under Clause 949.
Correct.
That was on page 62. Does this carry over to those who now transition to being dental assistants?
So it doesn't. So Clause 49 prescribes that from the first full pay period on or after the 1st of October 2018, this clause, being Clause 49 on page 62, will cease to apply. So on that basis, the badge allowance will not be carried over by dental nurses transitioning to the dental assistant structure, and nor will any new dental assistants receive the badge allowance either.
So we've issued bulletins with respect to both of these changes, but if a member had a question, how can they get in touch?
So we'd encourage our members to contact by way of telephone or email the VHIA query team. Alternatively, you're welcome to post a query on the VHIA community app. So thank you, Yumbin, for joining us today, thank you for your gallant effort at guessing the clue. But until next time, thank you, Yumbin.
My pleasure. Thank you.